Welcome to MidnightDread.com's special internet radio showcase. Today we're going to feature several short excerpts from the various programs offered in our online store or through Midnight Dread Records. Here is a track from Reggae Celebrates the Detroit Sound, originally titled Motown Meets Trenchtown.
Time for what you've been waiting for. The sound of the century. The Midnight Dread.
We'll be right back.
Junior English gave us that wonderful version of Tears of a Clown. Next, we would like to feature the introductory portion of our Peter Tosh tribute, which originally aired on September 15, 1987.
On this edition of Midnight Dread, a special tribute to reggae great and founding member of the Wailers, Peter Tosh, who was killed by gunmen at his home near Kingston, Jamaica last Friday night. For the next hour, the words, sounds, and power of the Bush Doctor, Peter Tosh, from his works with Bob Marley to his historic appearance at the One Love Peace Concert in 1978. We'll hear segments of an unusually frank interview I did with Peter the last time he was in San Francisco, but mostly we'll hear the Mystic Man's music. I'm Doug Gwent, and next, Peter's last single, just released last month and taken off his new No Nuclear War album, the record he had to sue his label to release, featuring drummer Santa Davis, who was one of the seven people shot by alleged robbers at Peter's home Friday. Santa was released from the hospital today with a bullet lodged in his shoulder. Two other people besides Peter were shot fatally. Everyone in the house was hit. All three gunmen escaped. The dead include Freed Eye, a Jamaican radio DJ of considerable import. Free Eye, who was due to air a major interview with Peter on Jamaican radio this Thursday. Peter's wife and manager, Marlene Tosh, is in good condition. Circumstances suggest that perhaps more than mere robbery was involved. Peter Tosh, word, sound, and power from No Nuclear War with In My Song.
Doug went to Jamaica to discover more about jaw music firsthand. While he was there, he met the great Lee Perry at the Black Ark Studios.
It's the Black Ark?
Well, this is the Black Ark Studio, of course. This is more than an act. It's a power plant of righteousness. The heart of his imperial majestic majesty, Emperor Selassie, the conquering lion, the ever-living king, David who fling all stones. I'll not build up the night of the living dread, I'll build up the life of the living life. Because I had the Jesus Christus, Jesus the greatest. I never pretend, I never join people. I don't deal with things that I don't know about. I don't want life to be good, I'm thinking about good life, nothing dread. I don't want supporting nothing dread. Dread fuck off as far as I'm concerned. I'm dealing with life. Cleansiness is godliness, a clean and a pure heart speaking.
Years later, Doug's expertise and dedication would benefit WKCR New York during their special Lee Perry Show on September 4th, 1999. Here's a song by the Upsetters called Freak Out Skank from the disc Absolute Upsetter.
This is the Upsetting Station reporting. The news as it happens. What?
Doug, like any other reggae fan, was devastated by the news of Bob Marley's passing in 1981. Here is a small excerpt from the Midnight Dread Bob Marley tribute show.
Tonight I work a radio station, and I obey all the regulations. WKTIM FM, San Rafael. That's where we dwell. KTIM vibrated.
Sure, I'm on the sure. Just feel like just make my radio stay on the station forever. I say if I'm on about 2 and a half. Sure.
On Wednesday night, December 23rd, from 9 until 11 p.m., K-Tim will pay tribute to one of the greatest singer-songwriters of our time, the man who on his triumphant 1980 world tour broke records set by Paul McCartney, Elton John, The Eagles, Fleetwood Mac, ABBA, and Led Zeppelin, the man who became the first international ambassador for Jamaican roots music, Robert Nesta Marley. Bob Marley, soul rebel and natural mystic. A special 2-hour musical documentary will be brought to you by Marin's Crucial Emporium, One Love Creations, at 1828 Sir Francis Drake Boulevard in Fairfax. For the last minute gift solution from the practical to the extravagant. And be sure and listen to the Bob Marley tribute, Wednesday, December 23rd at 9 p.m. on the Best in the West, KTIM.
One Love Creations is bringing you this special tribute to Bob Marley.
Even though today is not his birthday, but as he was celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, we'll also celebrate the birthday of Bob Marley, because he gave us so much in his life. It will help us to be a stronger people.
Doug has continued to seek out and explore the widest varieties of music. Some of his most recent radio shows have been titled Native Sun Rising. Here then is the song Oka Ain't Over by The Fire This Time from show 112.
La 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 la
an issue that will never die.
The Canadian government's handling of the crisis at Oka was designed to try and humiliate and crush the warriors in order to send a clear message to Native people, people of color, and those that resist the state. Don't stand up for your rights or we will crush you. The object was not negotiation. It was humiliation and domination.
Oh.
Black and Native people are in the same boat because anybody who isn't white and who doesn't subscribe to European cultural values is automatically assumed to be inferior. Our lives are somehow less valuable. So it's acceptable to allow the army and the SQ to terrorize Indian people at Oka and for cops to gun down innocent black people in the streets.
I went to see my men go hoy. Refuse to lose. I went to see my men go hoy. Refuse to lose. I went to see my men go hoy. Refuse to lose. I went to see my men go hoy.
And during the few moments that we have left, we wanna have just an off-the-cuff chat between you and me. Us. We want to talk right down to earth. Right down to earth. In a language that everybody here can easily understand.
The last thing the Canadian government wants to see is black and native people asserting themselves and standing up for their rights together.
We have a common enemy. We have this in common. We have a common oppressor, a common exploiter, and a common discriminator. So once we all realize that we have this common enemy, then we unite.
MidnightDread.com gets its name from Doug's early reggae radio shows, Midnight Dread. Here, then, is an excerpt from show number 216, which aired March 11th, 1984. The song, SIA, Syndicate in Action, by Max Edwards.
Time for what you've been waiting for. The sound of the century. The Midnight Dread.